This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest. He was back on the show back in March 6, 2018. We're talking no other than BioLargo, Inc., while they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today to bring us an update on the company and the company activities is the CEO himself, Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Everett, it's my pleasure to be back again. Thank you.
You know, I saw the press release. So tell us a little bit about the grant from the Canadian federal government. I guess it's going to support your first commercial pilot for the AOS.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty exciting. You know, we've been developing this technology for years, and everybody thinks it's going to, you know, anxious to see it go commercial, of course.
Right.
And there's this major barrier that is this idea of commercial piloting, right? Because if you think about customers, you know, they don't want to take the risk to really vet out the technology. They want to know it runs,
right,
for a long time, works in real life conditions at volumes, and, you know, and the water that you see in some of these commercial operations is sometimes tough water, right? It's got lots of contaminants to manage with. So the Canadian federal government has given us a grant. It's about $235,000 Canadian, and it's through their National Research Council of Canada Industrial Research Assistant Program. It's a great group. And remember, the Canadian government's given us some pretty significant funding over the years. I think we're up to like 58 grants or 57, something like that.
Wow.
Anyway, I know, it's pretty astounding, you know, and people say, my goodness, how do you do that, right? And it's a lot of work just to get the grants. Of course, then you have to administer them, and, you know, you're really after a public good, right? Advance the state of the science and industrial opportunities for the public interest, which our technology certainly does. But so this is for our first commercial pilot, so this is a big milestone. You know, this is a chance to get real-life conditions, validate performance metrics like you know, that it works, you know, decontaminates and disinfects as claimed, but really also refine the cost metrics. What is this thing going to cost, you know, and how much does it cost to operate? And then, of course, over time, right? Now, here's what's amazing. This is going to be in the poultry industry. We talked about poultry for years now, and of course, here we are, knocking on the door, about to get into the market. We're actually going to be working on a client's location, a prospective client's better way to say it, right, because they're not buying the system yet. The government's putting that money up to help bridge that gap. And poultry processors are under a lot of pressure, as is all food processors. I mean, these guys are under pressure from the local utility district to clean up the water they put down the sewer. You know, the water that comes out of some of these operations got lots of fats, oils, and greases, and, you know, proteins that spoil, and a lot of contaminants, and then, of course, the stuff they use in processing itself. And so this is a chance to really tiptoe into that market with a proof of claim for commercial sponsored by a grant. And the overall purpose for this application is really just to reduce the disposal costs, clean up that water. In other words, make it more usable for on a recycle or reuse program. And then really help these producers become a little more water self-sufficient. You know, they get threatened and fined and fined. They pay the fines. And there's a little subtle thing that's, I think, worth exploring or at least explaining real quick. The biggest companies in the food processing world have very significant investments in what you call a full biological wastewater treatment plant on site. Now, this is for the big companies, right? But they don't go everywhere because those installations are incredibly expensive. They're essentially like, right, a municipal waste treatment. So what we are is a modular system that can process a reasonable flow rate to fit that market where either they don't want to invest in that kind of CapEx, that huge expense to build a full biological system, or they're urban and they don't have the geographic footprint, which touches a lot of these producers, or they're really just looking for an efficient way to do it. So this is pretty cool. We're going commercial with this product, and this is the first big move for that application for our AOS.
My guest today is BioLargo, Inc. They are an environmental-friendly science and technology company. They're an inventive technology incubator and environmental engineering company driving by a mission to make life better and working on sustainable solutions such as applications working on water, clean air, and advanced wound care. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Dennis Calvert. Hey, tell us about your activities to help to get the word out about your products and your commercial activities.
Right on. So you know, in your introduction, key word is this incubator concept, right? What's happened is we've assembled such a high-quality team of really professionals, engineers, scientists, PhDs, you know, really a whole menu of talent. And we've identified these key hotspots where we've been developing these technologies. And so in this little company, you really have multiple assets all finding their way to market at the same time. It's very unusual. And we do believe all of them will find their commercial success, and they're significant. You know, we focus on disruptors, one of a kind, things that can really change the way things are done for good, okay? Now, here's the reason that's important. In light of that, my goodness, we have a lot going on. I mean, our science and technology engineering team is going to be presenting at an internal stakeholder meeting here in Southern California in just about a week with people like the Metropolitan Water District, okay, who sponsored our ICP grant, helped us get into the United States market with our first grant. In about 2 weeks in Houston, May 14th, we've been invited to present at InnoStars. InnoStars is this national competition for business opportunities with a specific focus on investment and partnering in China, which is interesting. And we're going to be featuring our industrial odor control and VOC control product there. In about a week, 7 days, we'll be presenting at a symposium we're holding at Fresno State, up in Fresno, which will include participation with the WET Center, W-E-T. The WET Center is the oldest water cluster in America. We'll be presenting our data, and the goal there is to present not only part of our journey, but the technology, but really seek collaboration, see this technology find its way into the market. We've got guests all over from California, including the representatives from the government coming to attend that symposium.
I was going to say, the last time we talked, we talked about how your sales were up in the last quarter of 2017.
Yep.
Having all these different products you have, can we just talk a little bit about how you think sales might be in 2018, the second and third quarter?
Sure. On the commercial side, there's a number of assets in the company all finding their way to commercialization. Two are commercial. The first is our Odor No More products. We feature the product Cupridyne Clean. That's a liquid chemistry product that is going to market in the solid waste and the wastewater handling industry. And last year, we doubled sales for the year, doubled about every quarter. The trend of escalating sales is continuing. We just hired three more salespeople. We have a new feature that we're calling the BioLargo Spotlight. Just a couple of days, we announced that we'd received in one day the confirmation from a regional office with one of our national accounts to secure 7 clients in a region. That means all of them, right? We've bundled engineering, design, construction, installation services with these customers. It's a very dynamic business. Our clients represent almost 1,000 location opportunities for us with 3 national accounts. So it's an incredibly dynamic business and very demanding, high service. We're doing a lot of work, but we're earning that trust of those clients, and that business is expanding. Same thing is happening for our engineering group. Remember back in September, October, we acquired this world-class talent team of talent. We formed our own engineering group. So we started with a bunch of talented people, and now we've been building a portfolio of clients. We have about 7 or 8 engagements. We announced in one of our product spotlights just a few days ago that the engineering group was selected as an owner's engineer, which is kind of like an owner's architect role, to work on a project that's been slated to be about a $675 million project on the East Coast. And the purpose of that facility is for the recycling, reuse, and management of plastics. Okay, so catch this. Municipal solid waste and plastics are going to be converted into high-grade fuels and paraffin waxes. So this is a chance to now get involved in another really cutting-edge area of technology and advancement for sustainability. And we find ourselves at BioLargo, again, right on the front line of the cutting edge because of the significant talent we bring to the market. So there's a whole dynamic range of commercial opportunities expanding for this company, and it's a pretty exciting time.
We've got a couple minutes left here that I do want to bring up. Is there any other commercial advancements you guys are working on? I know that we didn't get a chance to talk about the wound care. I just want to know if you guys have made any kind of movements on that, and then maybe give us a closing statement, if you would.
I'd be glad to, sure. So there's basically four technical platforms. We talked about them, right? Industrial odor and VOCs, commercial, engineering's commercial. Okay, number three is the wound care. Well, we've developed a couple of what we call high-value, high-margin, very important products. It's taken us years and a lot of dedicated capital to get through the journey. We're currently in the FDA in process with a give-and-take questions. The 510K office kicked us into what's called the Office of Combination Products. We announced this in our annual report. And the questions and answers are going back and forth. It's kind of a grind, I got to tell you. It's a lot of work. And it's not cheap. You know, we're spending time, energy, money to get that product well-positioned. In the meantime, our second product is about to be applied for through a 510K route, and we have a third that's really about 95% design. We're working on our third. We also are considering some strategic alliances. There's a lot going on. For that product to get commercial, we have to get through the FDA.
Right.
So we're pushing hard, and we're anxious, and we're hoping to get some clarity to give our investors and stakeholders the clarity of time. It's been a long, expensive journey, but we're steadfast and we're confident in our product design, so we're anxious to push that through. And then finally, water, which we touched on earlier, this grant. The water technology is really significant, special, big, and this grant is a first commercial pilot move to get that thing in a commercial mode to be able to sell units and sell service to customers. So we're pretty excited. There you go.
You've been listening to Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO and also the CEO of the year from the UPPY Awards in 2017. It's BioLargo that we've been engaging with. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in another 30 or 40 days and give us an update of what's going on with BioLargo.
Right on, Everett. Thank you, and go BioLargo.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.